everyone. You know what blows my mind? The solar industry in California has hit this crazy tipping point where there are over 1.8 million installations. That's wild. And it's completely changing how solar companies need to market themselves.
Absolutely. It's fascinating to see this shift. You know, traditional sales tactics just don't cut it anymore. Today's solar customers are doing extensive research online before they even think about talking to a sales rep.
Right? And here's what really gets me. Most prospects are interacting with a company's digital content like 7-10 times before they even request a quote. That's a lot of touch points.
Mm-hmm. And you know what's interesting? Despite California's reputation for being super environmentally conscious, about 75% of customers are primarily motivated by saving money on their electricity bills.
Makes total sense when you consider California's electricity rates are nearly double the national average at 27 cents per kilowatt hour.
Exactly. And this prolonged customer experience is significantly altering the industry. The average homeowner spends anywhere from 6 to 9 months investigating before deciding. Some take over a year.
That's a great point. We'll come back to that in just a moment. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Want to boost your solar installation company's online presence? Sassy Link is your partner in crafting engaging, multi-channel content that delivers results. Our team of professional writers focuses on developing targeted campaigns that attract qualified buyers to your business. Visit us at the link in the podcast notes to see how we can make your solar business excel.
And we're back. You mentioned that extended customer process. How does that impact the way solar companies need to approach their marketing?
Well, it really forces companies to think differently about their content strategy. You need to create different types of content for each stage of the buyer's process, from awareness to consideration to decision.
Have you noticed any particular trends in how people are consuming this content?
Oh, yeah. Here's something interesting. Over 60% of solar research now happens on mobile devices, yet you'd be surprised how many solar installers still have desktop-focused websites.
That's pretty shocking, considering Google now prioritizes mobile-friendly sites in search rankings, right?
Definitely, and get this. About 40% of visitors will abandon a website if it takes more than 3 seconds to load. That's potential customers just gone.
You know what I'm curious about? How do seasonal patterns play into all this?
That's a great question. In California, we see clear patterns. Installation inquiries typically peak in spring and early summer, March through June, as homeowners prepare for those high summer electricity bills.
Makes sense. So how should companies adjust their content strategy to account for that?
During peak seasons, you want to focus on decision stage content that drives conversions. Then during slower periods, like November through February, that's when you invest in awareness and consideration content.
I understand that credibility is huge in this industry. How do companies establish trust through digital channels?
You know, it's funny you ask that. With solar being such a significant investment, we're talking $15,000 to $30,000, trust is absolutely vital.
That's quite an investment. What are some effective ways companies are building that trust?
They're using what we call digital credibility signals, things like customer reviews, certifications, and detailed case studies. The top performers typically maintain at least 4.7 plus star ratings across review platforms.
Speaking of reviews, what's the best way to showcase them?
You want to create a mix of written testimonials, video content, and neighborhood-specific success stories. The aim is helping potential customers see themselves in these success stories.
I imagine video content must be pretty powerful in this industry.
Oh my gosh, yes. Video content builds trust like nothing else. Installation time lapses, customer testimonials, product demos, they're all super effective.
What about email marketing? How does that fit into the picture?
It's absolutely vital for nurturing leads through that extended buying process. The main objective is providing value with each communication, not just overwhelming people with sales pitches.
That's so important. What's the best way to track the success of all these different marketing efforts?
You've got to track multiple KPIs: website traffic, conversion rates, lead quality metrics. But what's really important is understanding your customer acquisition cost.
And how does content marketing compare to traditional marketing methods in terms of cost?
That's the exciting part. While content marketing requires some upfront investment, it typically delivers a 30-40% lower customer acquisition cost compared to traditional methods over time.
Fascinating. Any final advice for solar companies looking to improve their marketing?
Yeah, remember this. Installation quality alone isn't enough anymore. The companies that will thrive are the ones that effectively educate, nurture, and guide prospects through their solar experience.
Well, this has been incredibly informative. For our listeners who want to learn more about effective digital marketing for solar installation companies, you can visit the Sassy Link website linked in the podcast notes. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. It's been great sharing these insights about the evolving solar marketing industry.